Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep. Stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, is it okay to date your friend's ex? It is said that in the guy and girl code that you never date your friend's ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. Should you be concerned if this happens? Does it mean that your friend was waiting in the wings to take center stage in a relationship with your ex the whole time, wanting what you had? Does your emotional reaction indicate that you are still emotionally connected to your ex? What if you have started another relationship? So, for the sake of discussion, a relationship is an ongoing social interaction. The relationship that we're speaking about tonight is an ongoing social interaction that is not platonic in nature. It may involve emotional and or sexual intimacy. So this is not the friend, like, oh, we just friends, kind of like relationship with your ex. This is, bumping and grinding. Maybe getting married, who knows? Family life. Dr. Joe McHaney and Dr. Frieda McKissick Bush, co-authors of the book called Hooked, speak about the science of the brain. This is relevant. Just bear with me, because it speaks about all people being bonded with people. And so they say, when any of us have sexual intercourse, we have huge outpouring of dopamine into our brains. It is released, in this case, it was speaking to all married couples, but it's released from everybody dopamine. So the dopamine is a feel-good chemical in your brain that makes you go back to things or repeat something that feels good to you. So emotionally attached. So you can, when one act of intercourse, there will be, you can become emotionally attached to a person you are having intercourse with. So these attachments can last a long time or a short time. During sexual intercourse, in the female brain, there are more receptors for oxytocin. That's another chemical in your brain. And in the male brain, there are more receptors for vasopressin. That's a chemical that's more prevalent, they say, in the male brain during these type of interactions, these emotional, sexual interactions. Both hormones cause the person to feel emotionally attached to the other, even with just one act of intercourse. So basically you're saying that if you had sex with somebody, the oxytocin in the female and the vasopressin in the male is going to cause the person to feel emotionally attached to the other person, even with just one act of intercourse. So imagine what occurs if, your ex, person, if you had a long relationship with somebody of this nature. So those in a relationship not only have the dopamine rewards for them for repeating the act, but also the oxytocin and vasopressin that makes them feel attached. So it's a chemical reaction. There's a song about that chemical reaction. So all that's true. Scientifically, they've been able to explain that. So when these hormones flow and send their impulses, they dramatically affect connections or synapses between the neurons in the brain. These synapses actually are strengthened when we repeat a behavior, or they are weakened when we stop. So when you repeatedly attach and unattached with multiple sex partners, you actually weaken the ability to stay connected. So I said they had studies, and people had multiple sex partners before marriage, they were more likely to divorce because the pathways, the neuron pathways that are necessary to attach the deep and necessary emotional level important for marriage are not as strong because they've been broken and off and on, like hitting the brake of a car, stuff like that, just gonna cut the speed down. So feelings, pre-sexual behavior and sex releases chemicals that cause people to feel attached to each other. The attachment can last a lifetime or a long time. That sounds logical once you have a good experience with something. You want to repeat that good experience, married or not. Imagine still being chemically or hormonally connected to your ex, not being with your ex, and your friend is sharing that dopamine, oxytocin, vasopressin experience with your ex. Is the ex breaking the code? And is the ex breaking the code as guilty as the friend? Care. If you still care, are you still connected to your ex? If you are still connected, should you be in another serious relationship? Can you give that person all of the emotional you? So, does the degree of seriousness of a relationship have an impact on whether a person would be uncomfortable or upset if their friend dated their ex, like an ex-wife, long-term mate, someone you love, or compared to just an old boyfriend or girlfriend who was never going to amount to anything but a good time? And I'm not trying to belittle that or anything like that, but I'm just saying it was never that serious, but you know, you did have sexual relations, you did bond, you did do things together, but it was never going to go, you know, you were never going to hit a home run with that person. Grand slam. So, what about someone you just had sex with? So is it a problem, you know, if your friend started a relationship with a person, male or female, it doesn't matter, with a person that you've been in a relationship with, your ex, now your friend is starting a relationship with a person that you really didn't have basically a sexual relationship with. And I'm sure we have those type of relationships, you know, occurring. What about time? Someone you dated when you were in high school, college, haven't seen in years or a year. I mean, is it, you know, does time impact on how you feel about somebody dating your ex? You know, like, oh, that happened in high school. You're 30-something now. That was your old high school girl. Now your friend is dating at your old high school, you know, or your old college girlfriend, or maybe it's 4 years later. I don't know. Maybe it's 10 years later. You know. Maybe your friend is a new friend. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's an old friend that knows her when she was going. You know, you were interacting with it. Is that a problem? Why is that a problem? If you've moved on, should that be a problem? Is that friend, you know, just out of bounds? Out of, you know, basically, you know, violating the code. He's definitely violating the code. But and even in that, it's, you know, to the individual, why would you be angry if you're, you know, have no interest in that person? So is it still that person still yours even though you're not involved with them? Or because you have been involved with them, does that make them yours forever or a part of you forever, therefore can't be a part of anybody that your friend? So, is the code of conduct to protect the feelings of the still emotionally attached ex? Or is there some moral issue at work here? A lot of people are somebody's ex, but that doesn't matter as long as they are not the friend, associate, or ex of an ex. Are you concerned that your secrets will be revealed? That you will be compared to your friend? Is it not? It's not quite as black and white as some people say. You know, like the code says, that's my ex, don't mess with her. You know, why do people do that? I mean, I'm sure people have gotten, you know, into serious relationships from these type of dealing with somebody's ex. You know, it's not just a fling all the time. Sometimes it's a very serious relationship, and it's long-lasting, and, you know, who knows? Maybe children and grandchildren and, you know, the whole thing, you know, who knows? You know, so things you want to, you know, I want to ask the listening audience, you know, some questions. Would you break up with someone if you found out that they had a relationship with your friend? What about after a year of being in a relationship with that person? Would you break up with them? So, you know, you're in a relationship. You don't know this person had is an ex of your friend's. And you find out that's your friend's ex. Is the relationship over? And I was speaking to someone. They said they would slowly back, you know, out of that relationship. What do you say? What if you love the friend's ex? What if you were in love with this person and you find out it's your friend's ex? Do you dump them? You kick them to the curb? Do they become a friend? Do they become, you know, is it something repulsive to that? Does that relationship become something repulsive to you? Would you divorce the friend's ex if you were married? So what if you were in a relationship and you didn't know this was your friend's ex and you found out that it's your friend's ex? And you guys are married. Now your friend said, oh, you know, that's, you remember so-and-so? You know, that's him, that's her, you know. Yeah, that's her, you know. You're married. Do you know, did that change the nature of your marriage, how you feel about the person, your friendship with your friend? How's that go? How you feel about that? You know, I got a lot of what ifs here. So what if you had a child by your friend's ex and didn't know? Would you end the relationship upon finding out? What if your friend never had sex with the ex? Because, you know, that happens sometimes. They never had sex, but they were in an intimate, you know, relationship. They made a kiss, they made a hug, and, you know, but they just, for whatever reason, they never got that far. That could happen. I guess a lot of people wouldn't want that to happen, but it could happen. And you could have break up for whatever reason and moved to another city or something like that, you know. Dad kept separated or, you know, something, you know, big brother or something, you know, broke the relationship up. You never know. So, you know, do these different scenarios make a difference in the whole scheme of the guy and girl code? You know, how's it go? You know, what is the code, just black and white? Or do these things impact on, you know, how you view that person, that friend interacting intimately, sexually with your ex? Or your friend interacting sexually with your ex, you know. What if your relationship with the ex was casual or sexual at best? Would you mind if your friend dated your ex? Would you date the ex sexual partner of your friend? You know, would you? You know, if you have people that, you know, I can understand, I think we all can agree, we know that a friend is, that relationship is fresh, even if they're, you know, not together because of whatever reason they broke up. You know, that's not a good time to try to jump on his or her ex. You know, you don't want to be the reason why your friend is breaking up with the girlfriend or boyfriend. I guess that's, it happens sometimes, you know. And violation of the guy-girl code again. Basically, you should never do that. It says you never should do that. So, you know, what do you think? Lots of scenarios here. Would you be more comfortable if the ex was deceased? So if the friend dated his ex, his friend's ex, but the friend is no longer with us. Not wishing that on anybody for the, you know, for the sake of the scenario, but I'm saying, is that better? Is that okay to date the ex of a friend? The friend can't hurt his feelings or her feelings. They're deceased. So, you know, I know the code says you should never do it. So does never means never, never, or never? Or is it kind of a code governing the relationship that's still kind of worn? You know, does it govern like distant relationships, or does it govern very intimate relationships, as if, you know, your wife, your long-term mate, you know, that person, you should never date that person, you know. What do we think? So, I had searched around, saw something from the Bible, and it referred to if a man dies without having children, his brother is to marry the widow and raise up offspring for him. So that was a biblical thing. I think it relates to a story in the Bible. So, you know, it's a couple of things in the Bible about that. And I thought that was interesting because here we have a brother being encouraged to not date, but to marry the widow of his brother. And that's in the Bible. It's a whole bunch of verses that kind of support that. So question becomes, why are we trying to control the behavior of those whom we have separated ourselves from or been separated from? Does it hurt to see an ex with someone else, especially someone you know? Is the man or girl code egocentric at its core, claiming sovereignty over all that you have surveyed forever and forever yours? Does it mean that you cannot be friends with an ex of an ex once you find out it's the ex of an ex? And that might sound crazy, but, you know, why would you be so uncomfortable, hurt, and angry with a friend who decided to date your ex? If you've done with that person, how was that an act of betrayal? And I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but how are they betraying you if you're done with them? You're mostly done. You moved on to your new relationship. You may be married or in love with someone else. And that's, you know, how does that work in, you know, the girl code? That protect your feelings, your ego. In a conversation I had with a gentleman about his ego, actually, in terms of that would have an impact on his ego if his friend dated an ex of his. And I'm not talking about like his wife or anything. His wife, if a friend dated his wife or a girlfriend, a close girlfriend, he actually alluded to giving his friend a knuckle sandwich. So knuckle sandwich, that's a fist, beating him up for doing something like that, you know. So, you know, to me, it sounds like, you know, individuals who are still reacting emotionally to their ex behavior are still connected with the ex. And, you know, you're trying to control what they do, who they see, and things like that. So you're still connected. If you're not really emotionally connected to them, which is what we assume you eventually arrive to when you separate from someone, you know, why would you react to anybody being with them? You're not emotionally connected to them, or is that chemical reaction that strong that it connects, that oxytocin, vasopressin, dopamine connection that strong? Because that chemical reaction lingers. Does it linger for life? You always connected to that person? And how do we feel about knowing or not knowing that a person that you are emotionally dependent or, let's say, emotionally connected to? How would you feel about that person still being emotionally connected to one of their exes, two of the exes, or how many exes that they might have that problem with? You know, because if the guy and girl code said you never date the ex of your friend, then depending on how many exes she had, you have that many connections to other people, though you're in a relationship with someone whom I don't think they would favor you being connected with your ex boyfriends. So this is what I got from a girl. The girl code, you know, says never date your friend's ex. Why? She'll care even if she says she doesn't. It doesn't matter how many times your friend says she doesn't mind you dating her ex. I bet she does in some way. Yes, there are exceptions to everything, but in the majority of cases, the friend will lie. Either they don't want to feel stupid, they really do want to be okay with it, or they want to try to avoid unnecessary drama. I know that when I lied about being okay with my friend dating my ex, it was because I didn't want to look like the lame girl who couldn't move on, and because I really didn't want to lose my friend, even though I was mad at her. So she was angry with her friend and possibly had not moved on from emotionally, you know, that oxytocin and, you know, it's still bubbling in her system, in her brain. So she, emotionally, she's still connected to the boyfriend, you know. So this is a real situation this person wrote about. He said it's not nice, especially if she still likes him. And I think we all can agree with that. You know that your friend is interested in somebody. It's not a good thing for you to cause them to feel that emotional distress, duress. So when it comes down to it, this really just isn't a nice thing to do. I think we can agree with that, you know. It doesn't feel good to see your ex with someone new, whether you're over him or not. Is that right? Because it sounds like you're not over the person if it doesn't feel good to see them with someone new. And it really doesn't feel good to see your ex with someone of your good, with one of your good friends. In fact, it feels awful. So, are you okay with making your friend feel terrible so that you can feel good? So, you know, I think we all can agree with that. That's breaking the code, any kind of code. No, you shouldn't. That shouldn't happen. Don't mess with your friend's person of interest. And you know that they're still attached to that person, you know, this, you know. So, you know, she still likes them. That's a bad way to go. And if you're not, especially if you're not doing anything with them, you know, they go on to speak about, they have talk about, why are you making that move towards somebody's friend? You could lose your friend. As you can see, you're going to lose your friend. As you know, the brother I spoke to, he talked about giving his friend a knuckle sandwich. A couple of knuckle sandwiches. So, you know, that's friendship over. Sound like it, you know. Now, you could lose your friend by doing that. So, I mean, you lost your friend. And apparently you lost your mate, your potential mate or ex-mate. Now, you have definitely lost him because now you're friends with him. So, maybe, you know, that creates a dilemma for you also. There's a very good chance that you could lose a friend here, maybe more than one friend, because people have different opinions about it. You know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't like it if somebody did it to you. So of course not. You would probably feel hurt and betrayed. Right. You might start worrying if things were going on the whole time you were dating them. You know what I'm saying? And depends on how soon that thing happened. Yeah. Why not? You might start questioning everyone around you. If it doesn't feel good and you wouldn't want someone to make you feel this way, you know what they say. Treat how you want to be treated. Okay, sometimes we have caller. Caller, welcome to Provocative Thought. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to Provocative Thought.
How you going tonight?
All right, brother. Relationship guru?
Yes, sir. Okay.
What's up, bro?
This is a story. Nothing. It's a story that happened to me. The girl that I was with, one of my friends, ended up going out with her. The thing that I told him about was I didn't care if you with her. Don't bring her over my house.
Right.
Don't bring her around. So if you with her, you know what? Who cares? You know what? It is whatever happened between me and her is over with. But don't bring her around. So you know what? When you bring her around, you know what, it's awkward because, you know what, I already know her. Now you with her. I don't want to see that. All right? So you know what, when you do mess around with one of your friend's exes, you know what, you keep her separate from your friends because you know
right.
What's going to happen when you get there, you know, to a point we are around each other. It's not
going to
be nice.
So am I to assume that he needs to keep her away because you guys had a hostile breakup and you really don't like her anymore, like you don't want to be in her presence, so you don't want to be in her presence even with your friend. Is that kind of thing you're saying, or what are you saying?
No, what had happened was I didn't want to see her face no more at all. So, you know what?
Right.
So you bringing her around, this, you know what, make me upset. And like, you know what, why you bringing her around, you know what happened.
Right.
So, you know what? So
right.
If so, it never happened between me and that person, then you know what, then I wouldn't care as much.
Right. Right.
So, right. So you know, you got to know, you know what, if we friends, we friends. Okay, if you have a girlfriend,
right,
she's your girlfriend for the moment, and it might be when I was new. So, you know what, you're going to love that person, but you know what, but you know what, if your friend is happy with her, then you know what, then you can't do nothing about it. Okay, you're going to still be friends with that person, or you're going to lose them.
Right. But you didn't lose your friend, did you?
No, because you know what, I didn't allow that to bother my friendship with him. I just separated myself from him and her, you know, until it was over with.
Oh, okay. Oh, they broke up?
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
okay, so
you know what? Oh. I know it wouldn't last long, so you know what? I said, you know what? Just stay away from me. You know, we are together. Because, you know what? I don't want to be, you know, call it, I don't want to be around her, you know, at all.
Right. Okay, so I guess at some point, you friends get together and with couples as couples and y'all hang out together like that show Friends, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And you saying she can't be a part of that circle because really I don't have good feelings about her. So why would you bring her into the circle, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay. So that's different. It doesn't show that you just have you're angry and you don't want the person, but you don't like what happened in your relationship with them. And you don't, you know, you've already separated yourself, and your friend is bringing them had the capacity to bring them back into your life, right? So you don't want that, right?
Yeah.
So
nope.
Right. That makes sense. I can understand that. So there's no, you know, animosity between you and your friend. Unless he's cheap trying to bring her to your house or where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That makes sense.
What,
and you're not. Yeah.
You know what? You said, okay, you know what? If me and you friends, we friends before you even met her. So you wear her, you ain't wear her no more. What are you mad about or what you still holding on to since y'all didn't together no more? Okay.
Right.
You know what? You have a new girlfriend, and your ex is around. But what are you holding on to? Okay, you know what? Do you still want her, or you just don't want no one that you know to have her?
Right. Well, it could be that.
So,
I mean, after you, I mean, it could be that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be some people, like, you know, it says a chemical reaction. I was just reading about what happens in the brain when you all when you feel good about somebody and when you have sex with somebody. It automatically produces a chemical that causes you to feel attached to somebody. So it's, you know, if you're having sex with somebody, you are creating attachment, some sort of attachment. Chemically, that's happening. So, you know, for all the people out there that's, you know, doing that, saying and thinking that they don't have any attachment to somebody, well, your body is producing the attachment chemical. So,
But what's the thing though? Okay, you chemically attach to that person, but what can break the chemical attraction? You know what I mean? The thing to it.
Stop having sex with them. Stop feeling good about them. That's what breaks it. When you stop being around them, and you stop. When you stop having those feelings, you have to feel that way about them in order to produce those feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a different chemical reaction for somebody that you're angry with. You're not gonna produce bonding and those feel good dopamine. You know what I'm saying? You don't have dopamine when you're angry. You know, dopamine is the feel good chemical. You're not gonna have that. You're not gonna have oxytocin or vasopressin for the male. It's more vasopressin for the male. So you're not gonna have that. Those are the bonding chemicals in your body that occur. You know, that, you know. So maybe that's the reason why some people, I was going over those things, because maybe those things contribute to why people feel that way. Even after they break up with people, they still have a connection to them, maybe because they still do have a connection. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a chemical connection. You know, but in your case, it don't sound like you have a chemical connection to the person. You are repelling the person because you would have repelled them whether or not your friend was with the person or not. You still don't want that person knocking on your door, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, with a friend or not. You know, she could marry somebody from the other side of the world. You still don't want her knocking on the door with her dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I understand. That makes sense. So what do you think about somebody being with the ex of an ex, and relationship is fresh, but it's over, it's dead in the water? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's over. The ex don't want the person, right? So, like, you got a friend, the ex don't want him. It's a done deal. He's never going to get back. It's not a bunch of I'm angry with you and stuff. It's just over. Ex don't want to be with him. But he still likes the ex, but the ex is coming on to you. So what about that concept? And she's bad. Just think about that. Somebody, whatever you attract you to a woman, and that's what she is physically and mentally, outside of the fact that she's the ex of your friend. So how is that a tempting situation, or what is that?
It depends on with your friendship, like with your friend, you know, other ex, you know what? If y'all have a tight bond with each other, you know, then you ask him, you know, is it cool that I talk to so-so? You know, if he say no, then you know what? Then you think about it more often. Like, okay, you know what? I'm going to respect what he say, you know, and not mess with. All right, but you know, if he don't care, then I take it, you know, slowly. You know what? But before we get around each other, I make sure, you know, things are cool. But you know what? Say his ex and me get married. Okay, you know what? He wants your friend to be there. So he's going to have to decide, you know, is he going to be there for me? Or is he still going to hold on to something that he don't want no more?
All right. I see. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, so your communication is the key then, right? That's what you just said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we got another call. Just hold on there, bro. I'm going to keep your mic hot. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Q.
What's up, Q?
How you doing, Paul? And
all right.
All the rest of the listeners. I don't think it's – I don't feel one way about it. I think it kind of depends on her. What kind of relationship I have with the ex, you know? If it was that heartbreak thing, then I guess I would feel some kind of way about a friend getting close to her. But if it's not, it's just kind of like, you know, kind of kick it for a while, I don't care. I wouldn't mind.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Your first statement was you felt for her. How much time would you need for you not to feel that way before your friend can even try to talk to her?
If I felt what kind of way?
Okay. The first one you say is no way you still have love for the person. Okay. How long would that love take for you to stop feeling that way about your ex? Before your friend can even say anything to her.
I'm saying for that heartbreak person, that one that I felt like I lost, I don't know if I can feel okay about that.
Ever. He's saying ever. Is that a forever statement he's asking you, or is that a it would take a long time kind of like thing? That's what he's asking you.
I'm saying I don't know if I could ever.
Ever. Okay, there you go.
I don't know if I ever could do that, feel comfortable with that.
Tough one. So, you know what? If me and you friends, you know what? Then I would have to leave her alone. Because, you know what? If me and you are boys like that, then I would have to walk away from her. I couldn't talk to her at all.
Right.
I don't, you know what, out of respect of me, you've been friends for years, and she come out and knew it.
Right. So what if, my question I asked, I was speaking about the terms, speaking about this scenario before, what if that's somebody that, you know, you have a friend you ain't seen in a long time, but they hooked up with your ex, right? And then they show up, he shows up with your ex. He don't know that's your girl, your ex, that you care about. What about that scenario? What happens? How you feel about that scenario?
Get together totally independent of me.
Right.
I'm not in the equation at all.
Right. You ain't in there. They ain't hitting me from knowing you, and she ain't meet him from knowing you. They just hooked up from wherever they was at, in the army somewhere. I don't know, Germany.
Right. Yeah, they're together, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think I have any right to ask anybody to not be together in that scenario.
Right.
Or expect them not to be together in that scenario.
Right.
I don't know
so
if I
people
ever asking one not to be with someone in the first place. But
right.
I know I would probably expect it in my head. But no, I wouldn't ask them.
Right. So would you have the same feeling about that? You still would have that forever? Oh, I'm uncomfortable with that forever?
If she was that one that I felt like kind of got away or something like that, then I probably would.
So how would that work?
Neither one
of bring
them
her over your house?
But neither one of them is really in my life in the first place because, like you said, they're not really connected to me like that. Because if he was really connected to me, he would have known that that was her.
Right.
And
he's not a close friend.
Right.
Right. So he's not a close friend.
Right.
Well, it's possible he could not know who that is, though, because if he's far away from you, you know what I'm saying? Unless you send him pictures of your girl or something like that, you know, tell him, you know, her name and name first name, last name. How's he gonna know who it is? Like I'm saying, if he's in the service in Germany somewhere, how's he gonna know that's her?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, because you might have only known her for a year. He don't know. He might not know her. You might have known her for 6 months. So, but I can see how you super. I would be uncomfortable too.
Yeah,
because that's what you want. You're saying basically this is who I want to be with, but she's with him. Doesn't matter who she's with. It's not because it's your best friend. It's because she's not with you, right?
Right.
That's the right. So the friend part just rubs it in your face a little more because now you get to see that, or you're in a position to see it, because that guy is gonna want to see you.
That's gonna hurt more.
Right. So, but at least you're admitting that you're still connected to the person. But what about the people that had these girlfriends and, you know, they don't want nobody else to, you know, they don't want their friends to hook up with them. You know, that's my old girl. You know, that's my old girl from college right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm about to get married. I'm with her, but that's my old girl from college. I used to go to her in college. You don't want your friend to hook up with her because of what? What's the problem there? What do you think that is all about?
I don't know. I think they ought to let that go.
Apparently she let it go, right?
Yeah. College, high school, all that stuff. I don't think it was serious. I wasn't trying to be serious.
But, okay, well, some people are serious in high school.
That's true.
And some people are definitely serious in college.
Yeah.
That's where they might hook up with their wife or husband at in college.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe that just depends on the a lot of scenarios. It's not just a black and white situation. That's what it appears to me to be. It's not just the code. Yeah, the code says you never do it. But really, it's never mean never for any scenario. What if the best friend is dead? Okay, is it all right to hook up with his ex?
Hook up,
serious, not serious, whatever. Is it okay? A friend is dead.
I don't know. I think it is.
You think it's okay?
Yeah,
relationship guru, what you think?
Because you know what? If he's passed away, then you know what? Then you won't be around his immediate family as much no more. Because you know what? You was around the family because of him. All right. So you know what? So if you are dating his ex, you won't be around his family that knows her. So you know what? So you ain't, you know, stirring nothing up because you with that person.
Oh, so you're saying, does it extend to the family now, this whole thing about dating the ex? You're saying that thing about feeling weird about it extends to the family?
Yeah, because you know what? If he's still alive, then you got to go see him wherever he at. You know, the family might know her still.
Right.
But if you ain't, you know what, if he's not here no longer, then you won't be around his family as, you know, as much at all.
Right.
So you got free range.
Okay, because if he's dating, if it's my friend's ex, then the family know me too, right? If I'm the ex, right? If I'm the friend and I'm dating his ex, the family knows me, right?
You even know what, but how often are you around his family without him?
Right. Right. Well, it depends. You know, you're right. So maybe I don't. Maybe I'm a friend that doesn't visit his family, right? But we good friends,
mm-hmm.
and I don't go to his mother's house. I go to his house, right? So therefore, his family might
not
know me that well. They know they see me, but they don't really know me.
Yeah.
Right. That's different than the friend you grew up with, where they know me, fed me, right? I slept over the house, right? Might even got a spanking or two over there, right? That friend right there is a little different, right?
No, but you know what? As you get older, do you still hang out at that friend's house if he's not there?
No. Well, at his mom's house, no.
Yeah, so
he ain't hanging out at the mom's house.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have so if you're dating his girl, you know what, you won't see his family unless you're out somewhere, then you know, it might be a little awkward at first, but you know, he's not here, you know, so you just move it on.
Right. So that's okay, we saying? We get a thumbs up on that one or a thumbs, what's the word? Whatever. What are we saying for that?
Yeah.
If the friend is deceased, thumbs up?
It depends on the person.
I think so.
Because you're not breaking anybody's heart.
Right.
Not going behind anybody's back. And sometimes things happen after the fact. You know, they might not have been plotting to do anything, you know, why the person was with them. But after they broke up, maybe they, you know, things, one thing led to another. Sometimes it's not even that deep. It's just somebody you've been with, right? Was your girlfriend for whatever long, 1 year, 2 years, whatever, and y'all broke up, and now your friend, you know, is attracted to that person. That person is attracted to your friend. Sometimes it's not really a deep situation in terms of, you know, being that, you know, you may have been intimate, but you're not very that, you're not connected. You're not trying to, you know, take that person to the altar or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Spend the rest of your life with that person. That was just your girlfriend. So if it's just a girlfriend, you know, not your high school girlfriend, I'm saying a girlfriend you met maybe a year old or something like that, and your friend start dating that chick. She's not, or, you know, is that a problem? It's just a girl you was having a good time with. You respect her, she respects you. Y'all, you know, decided to, you know, Y'all wasn't going to do that anymore. Not a problem.
Not a problem.
Relationship guru, what do you say?
No, well, it depends on if the person is selfish or not. Okay? If your guy friend is, and he don't like to share, it don't even matter if he was dating her for a week. Because you know what? He going to feel that you get something that he not getting no more. So he going to hate on you just because you got her. So it depends on what kind of friend you're dealing with. So me, I don't care because you know what? I'm not with her. So you know what? I'm not going to worry about what her doing because you know what? I moved on. I left you behind or she left me behind. You know what? I can't hold on to that. So you know what? I'm with my else right now. So you can't hold on to things that's not in your hand.
Okay, so you're saying that some people's egos get in the way, and it's not that they even like the person a whole lot. It's just that they had them and don't want you to have them.
Yep.
No, that's deep right there. What kind of friend is that? He don't want her. Okay, now, I mean, you don't want her. He doesn't want her, but he doesn't want you to have her because he had her. He was in a relationship with her. And so would that guy end the friendship for that guy, you think? Or because, because he's not hurt or anything like that. It's just his ego. The code is, in this case, represents something to protect his ego. So he's surveying and claiming, all these women that he sleeps with as his.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that's mine. Once he conquers it, you can't touch it.
So you know what? What it is, he's not done with her in his mind. So you know what? That's why he feel that way.
Oh, so he might want to go back.
Yeah. So you know what? He put the front on that he's moved on. Okay, and he don't want her, but deep inside he can't let go.
Okay. So. We're back to people not letting go. And we have strong reason to believe that's very possible because we've seen it. We might have experienced it ourselves. And we have the science to back it up with the dopamine, oxytocin, and the vasopressin. You know, that science, those are the attachment chemicals. And dopamine is the good feel good. And the other two are the attachment chemicals. So, if you're interacting with that person sexually, you are building attachment. So, maybe that's one reason why people have a problem with this ex-friend situation. Because how about this? How about the ex-friend who's dating the ex-friend's girl having a problem with the ex-friend who, what about the reverse? Now, I'm dating I'm dating your girl, but I have a problem with her and you now. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have a problem with it. I do. You know what I'm saying? I start comparing your relationship with her to my relationship with her. Who's the best? Who's this? Who's that? You know, what you did, what I did. You know, what if I'm looking, I'm going through all that kind of stuff? Because it could flip. You know, you might have a problem with all your day now. No problem. Huh?
Like you're definitely creating your own problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. People have problems like that, though.
You know
what I'm saying?
Causing your own drama.
In the car?
Because you don't have to be there. You don't have to be in that situation. You chose to be in that situation, and now you're disgusted with that. With a certain dynamic of that situation, you did that.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, it says a lot of guys that truly feel that once they've dated a woman, she's off limits to all of his friends. This brother says, "Oh, that's ridiculous." We don't own people. We just share our time. Well, that's what you're saying, right? You don't own them. So, you know. So it's like,
right.
It sounds like a thing, like you're marking your territory. Like, you know, hey, I had a, you know, I've been in a relationship with her. You can't deal with it because it was, why? How is that hurting you? You know, unless you're still attached to the person. So when a relationship comes to an end, you need to let her go. That's what you've been saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not your place
best
to try to change the. Huh?
I said as best you can.
As best you can. That's
yeah.
Right. It's not your place to try to change
really
or control. Right.
They don't really owe you anything.
I mean,
everybody's looking for that person, and when they find them, you know, they're trying to make it work. Well, your feelings don't really count when it comes to them actually finding that person.
Right. So if you find yourself in that situation, the guru said, basically talk to your friend about it. So that's good. I think that's a good thing to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think time does have an impact on whether or not how that impacts on a friendship, you know.
Right.
And it may have an impact on how the person perceives their relationship with that individual. If that happens, like we broke up last month and the next month you with my friend, it's going to make you think, hey, that's quick. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Right? So you're going to feel some kind of way even about your relationship and your friend and your relationship. Okay, well, I was just, what did you say?
I was going to say this.
Were you going to say something?
If two people get together, you know what I mean, exes and all that kind of stuff, that, you know, the exes don't like it and everything like that, but they are actually thing they've been looking for, you know what I mean? Everything that they've been looking for, or, you know what I mean? I wouldn't blame them for staying together, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, me either. I mean, hey, that's who you want, you know. I'm out of the picture.
Right.
Even if I want to be in the picture, hey, that's it. I'm going to accept my fate. You know, I'm out of the picture. I'm not going to like it, but I'm not going to create some kind of dilemma between my friend and that person because they, you know, really like each other. Or even if they don't like each other, hey, because that's something she wants to do. You know what I'm saying? She could do that same thing with a stranger. It's no different. You know what I'm saying? So doesn't make it. It's not much of a difference except one, you're going to get to see more of it if that person, like the guru was saying, brings that person into your circle. You know what I'm saying? If it's somebody in your circle, they could bring that thing that you don't want to be a part of anymore in your circle. So we need to be careful about those type of things. So I want to thank everybody for calling in today. Guru and Q, it's been good. And I want to... Everybody stay tuned for next week, Provocative Thought. Don't forget, be mindful when you're dealing with the ex of an ex. Maybe your first choice should be not to, but if you do, walk softly, communicate with both, with all parties. Be sure.
The revolution will not be televised.
Thank you.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will